Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. You're going out to the game on Sunday as the Commanders get set to take on the Raiders. You're going to see this guy honored as the legend of the game. That's D'Angelo Hall, who joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. D'Angelo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, man. Bless, fellas. How y'all doing?
We good, brother. You playing today?
I got it. Say that one more time.
You playing today?
Yes, indeed. I was going to say, I got a round of golf at 12:40, so I'm doing great.
I told Toby, man, he's been bit by the bug, dog.
Oh, yeah. I was out there yesterday, too. Day before that, I'm out there as much as I can.
Are you getting pointers from B-Mitch?
B-Mitch don't want to give me too many pointers because he's scared I'm going to beat him down when I see him.
Hey. I will help people out. I don't have mine. Because my game ready, dog.
D'Angelo, I want to ask you, so legend of the game, I'm sure they're going to show some clips from this game. Got to ask you, October 24th, 2010, Soldier Field, 4 interceptions, tying NFL record. Take us back to that day. What'd you see? How was that experience?
I mean, I just remember being on the football field with other great players. You know, I think that's the one thing I remember. I remember seeing Julius Peppers make plays, seeing Brian Urlacher make plays, even watching Albert Haynesworth cause a fumble. And you know, when you see great guys on the football field playing against Devin Hester, Hall of Famer, I mean, you want to make plays. You know, every big-time player wants to make plays in critical situations to try to affect the game. And so, you know, that Bears game, it was just like, you know, nothing really was going our way the whole first half. And I just remember being in that locker room thinking at halftime, man, we got to make a play. And then before you know it, I make one play. And then somebody else makes a play. Then I make another play and another play. And before you know it, my mom's in the stands, my aunt's in the stands, and they literally sitting up there and they got 4 footballs. And it was probably one of the coolest moments and experiences for them. Absolutely for me, but just to get to share it with them, man, it's something that, you know, as I look back now, you know, being 40-plus years old, man, it's something that just brings a smile to my face every time I think about that moment and being able to really share it with my mom and the rest of my teammates.
Have you seen Jay Cutler since then?
I have not.
How do you think when he see you, he would give you like a side eye?
Well, you know, Jay. Jay's so cocky. Jay still will probably tell me he'll throw it at me, and I'm gonna look at him and shake my head.
I have six,
and I'm gonna pick it. Yeah, and I'm gonna have another one.
I'm curious, D. Hall. You were doing some coaching with Carolina over the last couple of years. When you look back through your career and then to now being involved with football the way that you are, how have you seen the game evolve in the passing game? We always talk about how the game evolves. Have you seen it much different, or is it when you're inside, it's largely the same?
No, I mean it's different. It's different, but it's the same. You know, like I think the way they use the passing game now is a lot different, right? I think with the addition of these mobile quarterbacks, it makes it hard to defend, right? When that receiver and that quarterback's on the same page, you can have a route covered in that instant. As soon as that quarterback breaks out of that pocket, like, things change, and so the look change, the routes change, how you fit that up, and so it's constantly evolving. I think the game has changed from a standpoint of, you know, you see a lot of the college game from a standpoint of get the ball out my hands quick, get it to my playmakers, and like I'm a proponent of that. I love watching guys get the ball out their hands and let the dudes who can make things happen get the ball in their hands in spaces. You see with the addition of like a guy like Deebo Samuels, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's gotten countless quarterbacks paid, and Tom Brady subscribes to this formula of just Let me get the ball out of my hands. As long as I don't get a sack, anything that's a gain is a profit.
Yeah. And no matter how long it is, right? But like you look at yourself, Deion, Revis, those type of guys, y'all had extreme confidence. And today, when you talk about the mobile quarterbacks, you got a few of those guys out there, Stingley and those type of guys, where they can go shut down people. You know, where has it changed with the defensive back mindset compared to how you all were?
I think social media is kind of, you know, put people on notice from a standpoint of I don't want to be embarrassed, you know? And so no one really wants to accept that challenge. They don't want to see defeat. Or if they see defeat, they don't want the world to see them get defeated. Uh-huh. You know, but I just remember a line that, you know, I tell my players. I remember Raheem Morris told me, man, and his gunfighters get shot. And so you got to learn to take that loss, take that L, take that getting beat deep, and learn something from it, not let it affect the next play. And so, you know, a lot of guys can't let it affect. It just cannot affect the next play for them. And until they can get out of that mindset, be able to turn it off and turn it on, no matter if they make a play or not, like, it doesn't matter. You got to move on and play and fight the next play. And so you're right, B. Mitch. There's a couple guys who have that pedigree, and they want to follow guys.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, you got these dudes who want to stay on this side of the field, be nice and comfortable, and not worry about too much. If they don't want to throw the ball this way, okay, I'm cool with that. If they don't want to throw the ball that way when I'm playing, I'm going to where the ball going, coach.
There you go.
I don't care what you got to say. I want to be challenged, and I want to help contribute to my team making a play.
I love it.
I could care less about the outcome because I always just felt like we got the best chance to win when I'm on the dude, period. That was just the level of confidence I had in my game.
Talking with D'Angelo Hall on the Rude Guest Hotline on Sunday, going to be the legend of the game at Northwest Stadium. Joe Witt talks about this defense trying to create turnovers, and you excelled at creating turnovers throughout your career. Is that something that you can count on? Is that something that you can kind of scheme or try? Obviously, it depends on the quarterback throwing a ball that you can catch or fumbling the ball and forcing that.
Yeah.
But is that something that you can scheme into a defense?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt you can scheme it into the personality of your defense. And, I mean, Joe Witt was one of my coaches, man, back in Atlanta, back in the day.
Wow.
And Witt is a great, great football coach, great football mind. And even Dan Quinn, you know, just knowing him and knowing the kind of coach he is, that's what they preach. They preach when a ball carrier is carrying that football, it's not his football. It's ours. So we're always constantly punching at it. You know, I had the chance to coach Frankie Louvo when he was in, you know, in Carolina. And I remember even just going up to him, showing him like, hey, look, hey, Frankie, check this out. When most guys tackle, this is how they tackle. And I'm showing him. And then I'm fitting up around the football. And I say, when I tackle, this is what I'm tackling. Like, I'm tackling the football because once you initially hit that runner, and B. Mitch, you know this better than anybody.
Yeah.
Once you hit that runner, he's bracing. He ain't. Some of them, the great ones, are thinking about the ball, but some of these kind of green ones aren't thinking about the ball. That's when I'm raking nothing but football, as you saw in that Dallas game that I was able to get the football out. But I've been doing that since Pop Warner. My little son's in the eighth grade. He does it almost to a fault. I'm like, son, wrap up. Stop trying to get the football. But it's a personality, man, that when that ball's either in the air, a runner has it, is on the ground, it's up for grabs, and we coming down with it. And so I do think that's a personality. I think you can put that in your defense and – no doubt, man. These guys, they're ball hunting. It might not come right now, but they'll come. As long as you keep doing things right and just trusting the process, them turnovers going to come.
Do you watch this team play in the first game where they didn't play their great best football, but they seemed to dominate the Giants? Went up to Green Bay, and it seemed like Green Bay came with a little bit more energy than we had. What do they need to do in this game here against the Raiders to try to bounce back and get back on that winning side?
Well, I mean, you got to start fast. Right. I mean, we know Pete Carroll football teams want to run the football.
Yes.
And so first and foremost, you have to stop the run game. Everybody who thinks, you know, I'm a corner and I like it nice and pretty on the outside, but football ain't going to ever change. You win it by controlling the line of scrimmage. And so that's what Washington has to do. They have to somehow find a way to run the football. We got to protect Jaden Daniels. So it can't be too many of those RPOs and things like that. But Cliff Kingsbury has to figure out a way to get this offense rolling a little bit quicker. And defensively, like I said, we know what Pete Carroll's going to do, run the football. They got to come out fast, and stop that run game, man, and, you know, put your big boy pass on, because we didn't think Ashton Jeanty had enough in his tank. He's telling us he has more than enough, because he is running dudes over left and right in this league.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the corners that Washington's currently trotting out there with Marshawn Lattimore, and maybe hasn't had the start that you'd like? He looked good in week one, struggled in week two. Sammer still, I think, struggled in week two. Frankly, everybody kind of struggled in week two.
Yeah.
But what do you make of that three with the rookie, Amos, Sammer still, and then Marshawn Lattimore as well?
I mean, I've liked what the rookie has shown me so far. Didn't know a ton about him initially, but just loved his competitive spirit and just the way he's out there fighting and competing. Sanshrill, the same kind of thing, right? He's a fiery player. He's going to come and bring his hard hat. And then you got Lattimore, he's the veteran. He's kind of that OG who, you know, I've followed this dude since the moment he came in this league, man. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you can't deny is Father Time catches up to all of us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's a dude who has the skill set to do any and everything on that field. And for some reason, I don't know if he's reaching at times, you know, just trying to make a play. I've been in that situation too as a corner where I'm just trying to make a play instead of just kind of relaxing and letting the play come to me. But when you watch Lattimore, I mean, I've loved that dude through his whole career in New Orleans, man. And so I'm definitely rooting for him to kind of just, you know, kind of get his swagger back, because I don't feel like he's playing with that confidence that I've seen him play with in years past. And some of that could be due to injuries. I don't know if he's coming off of some or some things like that. But when that dude's primed up and going, man, he's just as good as anybody in this league.
Well, what's happening is you got every team he plays against, they run into the ref and saying, oh, he grabs, he does this. And what, you know, once
he's getting picked on.
Yeah, once you tell the ref something and he start looking, they're going to start calling. He needs to go talk to the ref, too, and say, hey, man.
Oh, they're doing stuff to me,
so let us play. Yeah, yeah, I think they got to go do that.
That was always my game plan, man. Like, I didn't get any flags I didn't want. Like, you know, like, I wasn't the guy who got a lot of PIs and got, you know, incidental. Like, I'm talking to the ref. Like, hey, Mr. Ref, what am I doing here? Can I get away with this? Hey, he's pulling me here. I remember even getting a call one time. I don't want to call nobody out. Getting a call, and it was definitely not offensive pass interference. But the dude, the ref, was so cool with me in the conversation we was having in the dialogue. He just saw it my way. You know what I mean? I kind of flopped a little bit, but yeah. So you definitely got to keep those conversations going with the referees, man, because it's such a judgment of if I like this guy, or you know what I mean, or if I see it this way versus if I don't see it that way. And so I'm always trying to get that edge and just trying to see what the refs looking at and what they're thinking and taking their coaching points.
Talking with D'Angelo Hall here on the Rude Guest Hotline, B-Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. D-Hall going to be honored as the legend of the game on Sunday against the Raiders. You were there for that 2012 season, which was so magical, and I think up until last season was, for people my age, their favorite season to watch, but then afterwards wasn't able to quite replicate that same sort of success. What do you think is different about this time? Or, you know, what do you think is something that they can build off of versus, you know, when everything kind of fell off a cliff there after 2012? Why do you think that this group and this coaching staff and Jaden can make it so that it doesn't have that same repeat?
I mean, I just think it's the overall leadership, the players they have. You know, this organization has taken a different, you know, kind of a walk in a different direction. And, you know, I think everyone sees that, even with the, you know, announcement of the new stadium, you know, soon to be back in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this team is doing nothing but trending up. You know, when you have a guy like Jaden Daniels on your roster and some of these players that they have, you know, we're able to get Terry McLaurin back, who I thought has been just, you know, you pay that guy because he's done everything right when nobody thought you probably should have, you know. And so he's just the ultimate, you know, leader of that football team. And so I just believe in these guys. I believe in the direction of the leadership. I've always been a huge fan of Dan Quinn, you know, and just the football teams he's able to put out there and compete. Love his coordinators. I mentioned playing for Joe Witt. Yeah, I'd run through a brick wall for him right now. That's just how much I care about him and his family personally, man. Like, he's been just such a great person in my life, you know, as far as just helping me be a better person, better man. You know, and those are the kind of coaches you got to have.
Yep.
You know, football kind of takes care of itself. I think people outside of the football world think football is a little harder than it is. A lot of these guys need help with like life skills and trying to be better versions of themselves, because if those habits increase, the football is just naturally going to increase.
When you started coaching, did you notice that more than when you did when you were playing?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think I, as a player, because I was such a, you know, uber talented, you know, type A personality, I didn't need a lot of motivation, right?
Yeah,
and sometimes, you know, high-level athletes, coaches tell you all the time, you might not need this, but that dude over there needs practice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And so I was kind of one of those guys, really, until I met Mike Shanahan and Raheem Morris. I was kind of one of those guys who kind of, you know, goofed through practice a little bit because, like I said, I was a super high-level athlete. I didn't need to go 100% to cover this guy, and it wasn't until – you know, that those coaches really challenged me to, bro, you ain't working for yourself. You working for the man beside you so he can see how you going to be in the game. And so you can see where he's going to be. And, you know, they feed off of your energy, whether you know it or not. And then I started coming to practice with a different mindset, more that leader mindset. And, man, I just saw it rub up for my guys. I saw us practicing harder. I saw us having better games. And that's when I started really valuing, you know, practice and, you know, and having the right guys out there and having the right mindset.
D Hall, before we let you get out of here, I'm a diehard Hokie fan. How do we get the Hokies back on track, man? How do we get this program back to being relevant nationally and winning football games?
That's a tough question. That's a tough question, but an easy question. The easy question is hire me. You know, I mean, that's the easy question, but the tough question is, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen just within the athletic department. You know, we got to commit 100% to football at Virginia Tech. We have to understand that, you know, the foundation that was laid by guys like Bruce Smith and, you know, Frank Beamer and Kevin Jones and Michael Vick and all of these numerous names that I can, you know, go on and on. Cam Chancellor, Jimmy Williams.
Yep.
I mean, it's just so many. Antonio Freeman, Todd Washington, Bruce Arians. I mean, it's so many great Hokies, man, that this program means so much to. And I never thought I wanted to coach college football until I kind of saw the state of our, you know, of our program. And you got to win Virginia, man. It's too many high-level athletes leaving the state of Virginia. You know, part of the reason we were, you know, a dominant team, it was because guys wanted to stay in state. They wanted to represent Virginia. They wanted to represent that 757, that Richmond, you know, the DMV area where all of these power four schools are coming in here, taking all these five-star talent. And it's just because the kids aren't relating to the coaches, man. And so you got to get a coach in there who's from where these kids are from, who's been where they've been, where they're trying to get to, where they aspire to get to. And then you got to build a staff, man, a staff that, you know, I spoke about those Virginia Tech coaches, man, a staff that just cares about the development of these young men.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
that a lot of these kids come from backgrounds that they don't have fathers in their lives, that they, you know, struggle, you know, in various situations. They're getting, you know, hit with, you know, they're getting financial things now. They're getting money. And so it's just so many different things now that the college athlete has to deal with. And then you throw social media on top of that and trying to just be a normal kid in a society that wants you to not be normal. So, you know, it's a whole lot of things, you know what I mean, that can help make this program better. But it's no doubt in my mind that me along with a lot of other people, man, we can absolutely turn this Virginia Tech program around.
Well, I think the atmosphere has totally changed, and you got to have people that understand that. And you see all over the country, you got a lot of former players going back to their schools and helping out. So hopefully they give you an opportunity, brother.
Oh, no doubt, man. Hey, B. Mitch, you got to understand, man, when you from the Bird, there's something special about that place, man. Nobody picks to go to school in the middle of the mountains, man, unless you've been there and you really experienced it, man. It is something else.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
D'Angelo, appreciate the time.
Going to
be
you,
honored as the legend of the game on Sunday and maybe rocking a headset for the Maroon and Orange next year. We'd love to see it.
Oh, man. We shall see, man. I appreciate it. I'll see y'all at the game
Go
Sunday.
Break 80.
Oh, no doubt.
79.
Yeah, hit him well today. Appreciate it, D-Hall.
I appreciate y'all.
All right, bro.
That's D'Angelo Hall joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. I love that, B. Mitch. How do you fix Virginia Tech football? Hire me. I love that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey, Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today. Appreciate D'Angelo Hall for hopping on with us on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. You heard it in the update there from Savannah that Jaden Daniels was not at practice, or at least at the open portion to the media.
When the media was out there.
Yeah, so we'll get the official report coming out in just a little bit.
As soon as they roll out there, he's going to sprint out there.
Here comes five and maybe... Well, it'll be interesting to see exactly how much do you think earlier this week Dan Quinn said he needed to see him practice for him to get on the field on Sunday. How much do you think you need to see of that? Is it a big deal? Like if he doesn't get a full, he's limited today, that he can go on Sunday? Or is it you want to see him get a decent bit of work?
Well, I saw a post from JP earlier which talked about Friday practice. The amount of stuff they do really on the Friday is nothing compared to what you do on Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
So if Friday.
Yeah, take us through the normal practice week in terms of what you're doing.
Normally in a practice week, you know, our big days were Wednesday, Thursday. And that's when you install like everything. And then Friday was more or less you walk through stuff, the 2-minute, things of that nature, much lighter. We got off early. And it's the same way. You know, they've changed up the way how the week is, but it's the same.
Yeah.
Friday is not that difficult because you're close to the week. You're not going to work them too much. You're trying to make sure everything is, you're going through everything where you're getting maybe your third downs and your 2-minute stuff in. But the physicality has been done already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you say we're going to watch a guy and he gets practice on Friday, what do you really need to see?
Yeah, my thing too, last year Jaden would missed a significant portion of practice, I think for the Bears game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he practiced at all that week and then got on the field. Didn't look quite as sharp, frankly, if you remember that game. The Hail Mary is obviously what stands out, but it was actually a frustrating game overall because Washington felt like they dominated the game but weren't putting up enough points to dominate on the scoreboard. But I think with the way Jaden does some of his preparation with the mental side, going through and doing the VR and some of that extra stuff, I don't need him to get the physical reps as much as I would a normal second-year guy. The only reason that would worry me a little bit is it seems like they were out of sync in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And so him not getting any actual reps, there's no chance that they're suddenly going to be in sync if they weren't getting reps.
And I think also it's an injury that can be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a knee. And how he moves, you know, can he protect himself while he's out there? So I would understand them wanting to see him move like that.
But I don't think this news... Because,
you know, when you get in the game... That adrenaline starts to rush. Some pain you don't feel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you go through it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're not hurt.
Yeah, yeah. So if he can get out on the field with them, that's what they want to see. But if it's anything hindering, I don't think they'll push him.
Yeah, and I don't think that this news today is all that surprising. What do you think the percentage chance that he suits up on Sunday is?
50-50.
So you still think it's 50-50?
I go 50-50.
Okay.
The thing about it is what I hear so many people try to compare their situations and other situations to professional athletes. They ain't the same.
Yeah.
We watch professional athletes get a ACL surgery and they're playing within months, 6-7 months, 8 months, 9 months. A regular person get ACL surgery, they still walking crooked 2 years from now.
I'm still
a regular person.
I'm still feeling mine. I had that in 2020.
Playing some, you know, football on the weekend and may have a sprain or whatever, they still limping a month and a half, 2 months from now. An athlete could be running full speed that next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's a different pain threshold situation, and it's a different mindset. You know what I'm saying?
And they get all the treatment possible.
They get everything
possible. Round the clock.
Hell, they got some stuff out there that help things heal quicker.
Yeah.
You know, the hyperbaric chambers, the cryotherapy, all that stuff enhances healing. The average person don't have all that.
Yeah.
And damn sure don't have it 2-3 times a day.
Well, that's the thing, is sometimes we forget, like,
yeah.
You know how you go to your 9-to-5? Well, they go in and their job is to try to get healthy if they're injured, right? Like,
that's
their job. They're trying to rehab. They're attacking that as if it is their job, because it is their job to get on the field on
their
Sunday.
Their job is to go out there and make sure they're healthy, but their tool is their body.
Mm-hmm.
So constantly your whole, everything you do is about making sure you're healthy enough to get it done.
Yeah, see, I don't think I would go 50-50. I think I would go 80-20 Mariota, but I think they can get it done. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not all that worried about that. I want to get into the keys to the game if you want to hop in, 800-636-1067. We were talking about the confidence level with Mariota. I think obviously Mariota going out there being efficient, if he's going to ultimately be the starter, is going to be a big part of this. But to me, we can talk about offense because so much of that is going to be the focus, whether Jaden plays or not.
Mm-hmm.
This, to me, needs to be a defensive game, whether Jaden suits up or not. This is a game where, realistically, coming into this one, everyone's talking about getting the Commanders at the right time for the Raiders, right? Facing a team that's out of sync, facing a team that's potentially without their star quarterback. But I almost feel like on the flip side, you're catching the Raiders at the right time in terms of their offensive line hasn't been clicking to the point that Ashton Jeanty hasn't gotten going. I think by week 12, week 14, by the end of the year, Ashton Jeanty is going to look like the stud that was drafted in the top 10, right? He's going to look like that dude. He hasn't looked like that just yet. I don't know that it's necessarily Jeanty as much as the offensive line hasn't gotten clicking. And two, their most dynamic weapon in the passing game, Brock Bowers, I don't know what his health is. You watched him last week. He's wearing a big bulky brace on that knee. He wasn't moving quite as sharply and as fast as he normally does. So those are their two major weapons, and neither one, Bowers isn't 100%, and Jeanty hasn't really gotten started yet this year. I think the defense has to find a way to hold that team in that non-explosive offense, and I think you find a way to win this one regardless of what the quarterback
is. Biggest investments this year were in the trenches, and the trenches need to win. As Fred Smoot say, they need to win the trench warfare.
I mean, you won week one, you lost week two. Pretty simple.
So now, in the trenches, Kinlaw, Tunsil, those guys, the drafting of Connerly, Goldman, all that stuff right there, they have to win that battle. They win that battle, the rest of the stuff falls in place.
Yeah. Nikki actually pointed this out. She just tweeted this. Nikki Javala on Twitter. She tweeted a video, October 25th of 24. Live shot of Jeff Driskel and Sam Hartman coming down to practice. That was the Friday before the Bears game.
Mm-hmm.
No Jaden Daniels that day. And we obviously remember him suiting up and playing in the Bears game. Not saying he's going to play, and we'll get a practice report officially a little bit later, but that's going to be something we'll monitor. If we get any updates, we'll let you know. I think Dan Quinn's going to talk to the media in just a little bit. Maybe he'll give something. If I know anything about Dan Quinn,
he'll
if we've learned anything,
absolutely nothing.
He'll tell you that he is still questionable. And
you get nothing.
It's day-to-day, or whatever he's going to say. He's not going to definitively probably tell you whether he's in or out for Sunday.
And he shouldn't.
What are the X factor? What are the keys to the game on Sunday against the Raiders? 800-636-1067. What are the X factors for Mariota if he has to step in? What are the X factors for Jaden if he ultimately plays? 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
It's a Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in.
Party Rock is in
the keys house to the game for the Commanders going into Sunday's game against the Raiders. What do you think it's going to take for them to win? B. Mitch, what are some of your keys?
I said it. Win the trenches. I'm going to stick with that. I know people start, oh, you got to do this amount of yards. No. Win the trenches. If you win in the trenches, you can run the football. If you win in the trenches, you can throw the football. If you win in the trenches, you can get turnovers. If you win in the trenches, you get sacks. We have to win the trenches. The big guys have to come out there and make sure that they win and do their thing.
Completely agree on that. For me, defensively, I'd love to see them hold them under 20 points, somewhere around 14 to 17. If less than that, even better. But you got to hold them under 20. And then offensively, like you said, dominate the trenches. No turnovers. Just no turnovers. I'd like to see the run game to get established a little bit more. But I think if they play a clean football game on offense, let the defense kind of handle this one a little bit, I think that they can come out with a victory regardless of who's under center, whether it's Mariota or whether it's going to be Jaden. 800-636-1067. What are some of your keys to the game? We're going to get the Raiders' perspective coming up in just a couple of minutes at noon, talking to Hondo Carpenter right now, talking to you guys, though. Let's get out to Toothpick. Pick, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's good, Toby? What's good, Mitch? How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's going on?
Not too much. Listen, one of the things that we talked about last week was that the offensive defense coordinators need to be on their game or in their bags, and neither one of them weren't. So one of my keys to the game for sure is we're in week three. We haven't had a turnover, so we need multiple turnovers. And then we have to find Terry, right? We got to concentrate on getting Terry involved in the game plan. It seems like whenever we get hot, whenever we're doing our thing, it always involves Terry. And I'm not talking about here for a first down. I'm talking about making the other team think about where is Terry and how do we shut him down. That's what we got to do. Get Terry involved, get turnovers, we win the game.
All right, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, week three last year was Terry's and Jaden's kind of coming out party. In Cincinnati. So hopefully they can repeat some of that, even if it's Mariota. Bonesy in Southeast. Bones, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Toby? My main man, B. Mitch.
What's up,
Shout
brother?
Out to Jeff. Hey, man, I watched that game last night, man. I just want Cliff, man, to call them plays, man, like Buffalo was calling plays, man. I need our stuff, man, to start working like that, man. Because, man, the last two games, man, we look really stagnant on offense, man. And I need this defense, man, to bring some aggression, man. You know, okay, we going into the third game of the season. We got to get out of preseason mode and start playing in regular season mode. So I need everybody to start playing real aggressive, man, as of Sunday. Thanks for taking my call, man. Love you guys, man. Peace, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I agree with that. They need to be more aggressive and kind of push the envelope. Like we were talking about earlier, it feels like when they're at their best, they're out there trying to dictate on offense and defense, and they're the one driving things. They didn't feel like they did that in Green Bay on Thursday. Get out to Chuck in South Jersey. Chuck, what's up?
What's going on, guys? First time caller to y'all's show.
Appreciate
B-Mitch, always a big fan since I was a kid in the 90s. JP, appreciate what you do. Keys to the game for the Raiders, man. It starts in the trenches, like B-Mitch said. You know, Crosby, as we could see, the Connerly so far has been detrimental to the offense's production, so you got to give him more help. And you also got to run the ball. We didn't run the ball enough by far last week. I think it showed. So hopefully Bill steps up and, you know, between Rodriguez and McNichols, whoever plays. Other than that, the linebacker play, just coverage for the linebackers before it hits, you know, the corners of the safeties. That second level was weak last week. You know, focus on the trenches. Keep him, you know, Geno, I mean, he's mobile, but he's not the most mobile guy in the world. I watched that game last week that they had Monday night, I guess it was. They got beat up pretty decently. I think we have a chance here, Mariota or Daniels. You know, I would love Jaden to play, but if he's not healthy, let's not repeat history here. But, yeah, you know, trenches, keep Crosby in check. Push the ball like Toothpick just said or whoever the other caller was. Yep. And I think you give yourself a good chance.
All right, brother.
Appreciate the phone call. Now, one thing that's interesting, he talked about being able to get some pressure and stuff. Last week, one of their top linemen for the Raiders, Jackson Powers Johnson, did not play. And I think it was obvious seeing the difference in the run game from week one to week two. I'm not sure if he's going to play. I think he was a full participant yesterday. So I would assume, I think he's coming back from a concussion, so I would assume that he's probably going to be good to go. So you're going to face a little bit better of an offensive line. Still no excuse, like you said. You got to win in the trenches.
Yeah, you got to win
if you're Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin's in D.C. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, guys. What's up, B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
I was just talking to a guy at the gas station. Everybody's in panic mode after week two. One thing we didn't realize, when week one after the Giants game, J.D. was on an injury report with a wrist. If you notice, he wasn't throwing the ball deep. It has something to do with his wrist. We all know Cliff Kingsbury get brain farts. Don't panic, guys. We're going to be okay.
All right, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'd like to see them try to open the game plan up a little bit, get the ball down the field, but I don't know if you're going with your backup quarterback if that's the week to do it. KB is in Tyson's. KB, what's the key to the game?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, for me, when I was watching them against the Packers, I noticed that they kept Jaden back in the shotgun or whatever you want to call it these days off the yo. And the linebackers, they went at the line of scrimmage. They were sitting back in the throwing lane. That's why they couldn't complete anything. They got to put Jaden under center so that play action will be more effective when they run the ball. And then if they do play action, they get them linebackers to come up so they can throw it over the eight. That's all I got.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I think if you look back at
they do everything from the shotgun.
What Green Bay was doing last week, too, is they did a really good job disguising coverages, and it reminded me a little bit of the first time that Jaden had to face Fangio's defense and the ability to disguise some of that stuff. And also, I was asked by Scott Abraham, I was on with him yesterday, and he was asking me, B. Mitch, did they give away a formula to stop Washington? I said, yeah. Get pressure with four and play great coverage, which is also the formula to stop every other offense in the NFL.
Yeah, but they may not. The other teams don't have the same
exactly right.
The people that they have
exactly. So, yeah. Green Bay might be the best defense in the league.
Yeah.
Deacon, what's the key to the game,
gentlemen? The key to the game is carry, and also whenever the keep defensive man comes in, whatever direction he comes from, throw the ball in that direction. Because there's nobody there in the place where he came from. Also, definitely we got to win in the trenches, baby. Brian, you ain't said nothing but the T.I. is, the truth.
Thank you, man.
You got to clear the trenches, baby. You got to have I need a man to unplug the hole so that I can let my man run through. Whichever it was, C-Rod or the rookie or even the other guy. Whoever is going to run, they've got to have a hole. So somebody got to unblock that hole, unplug that hole so these boys can run. Run and get that ball to carry.
Appreciate it, Deacon.
He's the one.
Appreciate it, man. Brother. Real quick, Jaden and PA, you got 30 seconds. Jaden, what do you got? What's the key?
Yeah, hey, how's it going? I think key's pretty obvious. I think it's just line of scrimmage. But also, a quick question before you guys go. I think we anointed Adam Peters a little quick. Who were his hits besides Daniels in the last two drafts? I don't think our team's that talented. And our trades for our stars were for third contract guys like Tunsil and Lattimore.
You
appreciate that.
Who, after the last two drafts, they got...
There's a lot of them,
they got Jaden, they got Sarah Steele.
There's some
they
misses.
They got Amos. There's some misses, but... The top guys haven't been misses.
Yeah, I mean, one, he hit on the most important with Jaden.
Yeah.
Sanders still's really, really good. He struggled in week two. Amos might be their best corner already as a second rounder, but still jury's out on Connerly. I mean, he's immediately looking at Sinnott and Luke McCaffrey. I will say this about Sinnott. If Bates can't go, big opportunity for him on Sunday.
Yeah.
Big opportunity for him to step up on Sunday. Coming up next, Hondo Carpenter from SI going to join us, going to get the thoughts on Vegas' side. What do they think coming into this matchup? What do they think their chances are if potentially Jaden Daniels doesn't play? We'll talk to Hondo Carpenter next. You're on B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.